The Dental Practice Fixers podcast is brought to you by the Maddow Center for Dental Practice Success. To find out how we can help increase the success of your practice, check out maddow.com or call us at 1-800-258-0060.
It's one of the most common things we see in dental practices all across North America, and probably one of the most problematic as well. Hey, I'm Dr. Richard Maddow.
I am Dr. David Maddow, and welcome back to the Dental Practice Fixers podcast. Thanks so much for being a friend, listener, et cetera, et cetera. We've got a great question for you today. Let's get right into it.
Without further ado.
Here we go. The question starts off, doctors, I'm having a huge problem with staff turnover. Any suggestions would be appreciated. J. Wen, PA. Now, wait a minute.
PA, does that mean he's a physician's assistant?
No, I don't know if that means he's from Pennsylvania or a professional association or a physician. I'm not really sure.
Let's say from Pennsylvania.
I think from Pennsylvania. I think that's what it is. He wrote in. He didn't
and
really
we don't
make
know if it's
clear.
A he or a she. First name is just J.
So.
Could be Jessica Nguyen. Could be James Nguyen. Could be anything.
Yeah, it could be James. Yeah. So anyway, but the bottom line is he or she. It's easy to say he.
Okay.
It's not going to be sexist, but let's say he.
Well, it is going to be sexist.
No, we're not going to really be sexist. We're just going to say he. I'm having a huge problem with staff turnover. What's the problem? Why do you think he is?
Well, you know, it's funny. People send us great questions, but sometimes they give like no detail.
No information.
But obviously.
Contains no information.
Right. It's practically no information. Yeah, but yeah, so where do you begin? Obviously, there's some kind of discord going on in the practice. So why don't we review a few issues that could be causing staff turnover?
Sure.
One could be you've got like the office queen bee or diva.
Well, let's stop for a second. Stop. Hold it. Counselors, hold. Okay. Well, wait a minute. Let's back up for a second. The interview process, that's like the very first process, right? The interview.
That's one reason. But so you're saying maybe he's hiring the wrong people.
Absolutely.
Okay, that's one possibility. Now let me get back to my possibility here.
But in other words, what I'm trying to say is that comes first. If he's bringing in bad. Really? You don't think so?
Because.
Why?
If he's got the queen bee or diva that's ruining everything, he could be bringing in great people, but this one other team member is ruining it. So I just see that as one. Of the, you know, one of the possibilities. But you want to start with that?
I'm going to give you
okay,
that.
Thank
it's
you.
Very true.
Okay.
I was just thinking.
See, this is not rehearsed, obviously, right?
I was thinking the timeline. He might be a horrible interviewer and the first person that comes in, he accepts.
It's funny because I was thinking of the timeline too and just making this up, but it's possible that he purchased a practice where maybe there's a queen bee or diva in there.
Very possible.
And this person is turning off all the other possibly very good team members by just being whatever, insubordinate, lazy, nasty, mean, and a good team member can say, you know what, he's never going to fire this person.
Yeah.
I'm leaving.
Very true.
I've had it. So that's one possibility.
So if that is the case, what do you do in that case? What do you? I mean, he apparently doesn't. I mean, I don't think people know they've got a queen bee, or if they do, they're afraid to get rid of her.
Right. Well, maybe
she, like, runs the show.
Maybe he could start with this, and maybe this could be a way to tackle a lot of these problems is to do an exit interview and really say, hey, look. Please tell me honestly. We won't go any further. I think you're great, Jane. I'm really upset you're leaving. Could you maybe help me out and help out the practice and let me know why?
I wonder if people would be afraid.
And she'll say, because Jessica's a bitch.
Yeah, she might. She might say that. So, that's absolutely a possibility. If he has turnover. Now, a lot of it could be him.
That's one possibility.
Okay.
Let's put that over there.
Okay. Let's go back to the interview process.
Okay, so there's another possibility.
Because – the interview process is not easy. You've got to really, first of all, ask good questions. But more than ask good questions, you've got to have a really good feel for how this person is personality-wise, how they're going to work out with a group of people, if they can learn. Because let's face it, you and I have taught this for decades. You don't necessarily hire the most experienced person, the person that's been in dentistry for 25 years and is qualified to do all this. But it's very important to hire that person with really good people skills, really good communication skills, or you can't be taught people skills. Really, you can be taught communication skills, but people skills. If you're not a people
innate,
person,
you think they're innate.
Maybe
innate. Could be a nine. let's. I want to get back to something you said a second ago, and that is a lot of times we hear somebody say, "I'm looking for a new person to work at the front desk. You're not looking for a new front desk, by the way. You're looking for an actual person.
Well, they could be looking for a front desk.
Then you go to IKEA. Right. But not, and they say, well, you know, she's got to have 5 years dentures experience. Well, then boom, you're going to find somebody that had dentures experience in five different offices.
You're limiting the field.
And, right.
Totally.
And was never good there. And now they're looking for their next job where they can be not good.
Right.
So it isn't experience. Sure. It's great, but it's not the end all and do all. And sometimes it can be detrimental because you're getting somebody who was rejected from other offices.
Yeah. So that's absolutely true. I don't know if you want to stay on the same subject
go
to another one or not, but I remember, look, I remember here at the Maddow Center, you probably remember this. It was definitely a few years back. We had somebody that, it was back in the day that we used to interview. We don't really interview anymore, but back in the day that I don't know if I did. Right. But we used to bring people into the interview.
We're
the
much smarter now.
Yeah. But anyway, do you remember we had this woman that came in? She was nice enough. She presented well, but she started talking about all the problems she had at her previous office.
Yep.
Now, that's such a red flag, but I wonder how many people catch that. That some people might side with her and say, oh, wow, you're so nice. How could you possibly have had a problem at a previous office? But that's like she's spelling it out.
Everybody else in the other office was a jerk except her.
Exactly.
I mean, she's telling us one of the team members passed gas all the time. You remember that? It was unbelievable. I
absolutely.
How could you forget that?
We said, why did you leave? And she said that was like the main reason she left.
Because that place stunk. This is really true.
We can't make this stuff up, trust me.
But she turned out to be probably the most troubling team member we ever had
in history,
in our 30-year history.
No question about it. And I'd say it was our fault.
Absolutely.
We didn't see it. I think we
see those red flags.
Yeah, yeah. What else?
Okay, here's another reason. We hate to pin it back on the doctor, but doctor, are you making a fulfilling and kind place for your team members to work, to have as their second home? I mean, the office is their second home, and if they don't feel fulfilled and appreciated, and it's not necessarily about money, although money certainly is important, but if they're not thanked and appreciated and encouraged and given opportunities for job growth, well, they're going to leave to find some place where all those things are taking place. So some of it could have to do with you.
Yeah, and are you being unrealistic or unreasonable? Are you demanding too much that a human being just maybe can't do? We know an office that this doctor has had like a huge turnover. It's like, you know, somebody that it's a huge turnover, but this doctor, he's probably just a little bit, I'd say probably a lot too demanding.
I'd say way too demanding.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, and look, this doctor, I think I know who you're talking about, the same person. He is great dentist, super perfectionist.
Yep, he is.
And maybe you hate to say don't have high expectations, but is never going to find somebody that's has those same characteristics as he.
Right.
And he's driving himself crazy.
Yep, I think he is in many ways, unfortunately. Yep. So there are a lot of reasons. Anything? What else? I mean,
well, it could be pay. I mean, I hope not. And it's true that money is not the number one motivating thing for people. But let's face it, people work hard. They expect to be paid a good wage. And are you being really cheap? Are you being too cheap? Are you driving around in Lexus and a Mercedes convertible and a Lamborghini and
at the same time?
At the same time, and you're kind of straddling everything, and your team members are making less than every friend that they have in the dental field? Well, obviously, that's not good.
Right, right. Those are definitely some good ones. So, Dr. Wen, hopefully review these. It's very safe to say that it's unlikely that you're just getting weird picks and they're all leaving. There's definitely a reason they're leaving. So there's something going on, probably one or a combination of those things we've already talked about. Just trying to think if there's anything else.
You know what amazes me?
What's that?
How many doctors we've seen in our years of observation and our coaches too that are just downright nasty to their team members.
Seen it a lot.
It's not the norm, but we've seen it a lot. And then, of course, well, why are they leaving? Because you're nasty to them.
Well, it comes back to the fact that the doctor is not really happy with his or her life. They're miserable, and so they're nasty to everybody they come around. Maybe, and sometimes we've seen that they're very nice to their patients, but they're nasty to everybody else. You've seen that. You know about that. So that's a good point.
Yelling at team members in front of patients.
Throwing explorers across the room.
Ow! God, hit me with an explorer. Not good. All right. Well, Dr. Wen, hopefully this was really helpful.
It's
a great question. This is something where our coaches can really go into an office and explore the details and the real reasons and help practices with it, because constant team turnover is never a good thing.
No,
the patients see it. It costs you a ton of money. It's very stressful. It's a real primary problem that needs to be solved.
So, I'm glad you brought that up. We can identify that. And I'll tell you something else. Our coaches are not firing happy. Our coaches do not plan or like to go into an office and say, okay, let's get rid of everybody or let's fire three of the team members. No, we try we try our best to work with what you have, because that's actually, I mean, if it can be done, that's the best. Turnover is not good for anybody. But if there is a problem team member, we'd like to have her or him identified at least
and eliminated. Give them a chance. It's rarely a good idea to fire. It's best to give them a chance, have a meeting of the minds, let them know what's going on, and give them a chance to improve. Mm-hmm. And doctor, maybe you need a chance to improve as well.
Well, because nobody likes to hire a coach that they know the coach is going to come in and just start firing away and riling everything up, and the team members are on edge the whole time. It's not good. So we really don't do that. But sometimes it's necessary. In most cases, probably we can really work with somebody and get the whole office working together.
Totally. So good question.
Thanks.
Thank you so much.
We got a call of the day.
Yeah. But before we do the call of the day, quick reminder.
What's that?
Fat Merchant. And if you could maybe open up to the phone number, which I can never seem to remember.
Got it right here.
Fat Merchant, our favorite credit card processing company. We use them here at the Matto Center for many reasons. But one reason is they don't charge an overage percentage. It's a small, flat monthly fee. We're saving a ton of money here. That's why we can do this free podcast, right? Because of the money we're saving
with Fat Merchant. Everything's free.
We've recommended them to so many practices who are happily, happily using Fat Merchant. So give them a call. Use our special Matto dedicated number, 844-860-9951, and they'll hook you up with the free terminal as well as the low monthly fee. Or you can go to their website, bit.ly/fatmad. It's FATTMAD. Again, it's bit.ly/FATTMAD. Fat Merchant is the new wave.
The new wave. Sounds like it's like 1982.
Yeah, but it's not. It's 2019, believe it or not. And beyond. There's a new wave coming, I warn you. So check it out. You'll save money. You'll love it. They've got other ways to help you too with some of their tracking and tech stuff. So check it out. You will not look back. Fat Merchant.
Never look back. Yeah. And by the way, we just talked a little bit about our coaching. If you're curious and not sure how the whole thing works, or you want to take your practice to another level that you just have not been able to achieve yet, we put on a great day, and there's no charge for doctors. We keep these classes very small. It's called our masterclass, and you come to the Matto Center for Dental Practice Success in Baltimore. Woo! Usually 98% of them are in Baltimore. Occasionally we might move, but pretty much
we've got none on the schedule that are outside of Baltimore.
We don't right now at all. So it's a really fun, intimate day. We work through your problems. We try to help you out. But then we also share with you how we can help build your practice. So if you want to see our schedule, when the next one is, go to masterclass.matto.com. We'd love to have you come here to Baltimore, to our Matto Center. Visit with us, visit with our coaching team, just kind of hang out, learn a lot. And then if we can help you further, we'd love to be able to do that for you. Masterclass.matto.com.
See you there. Hey, let's do the call.
Sure.
All right.
Hi, I've got a question for you. My wife has a back tooth that's missing. And she says she doesn't need to replace it, and I say she should replace it. And we made a deal with each other. We're going to call your dental office, and whatever you say, we're going to do. What's the right answer? Should she replace it?
So it's all the way in, one of her molars on the top bottom.
It's a back top molar.
Okay. Does she have the one under there?
I think so. Yes, I think so. She's not missing any other teeth.
Okay. No, I only ask because if you're going to get that one crowned or something, it's better if you have something like a tooth under, because that's going to be a waste of money to spend all that money, and then you can't really chew with that tooth.
Only because
you don't have another one under. But she does, so that'll work for her.
Yeah, good point. Oh, great. So you helped us out. Right.
Yeah, so if she does want to get it done and she does want to get it crowned, does she need a crown on the tooth? Or
well, it's a missing tooth. I don't know. I'm not sure what a crown is.
Oh, it's a missing tooth. I'm not so sure how that would go.
Yeah, it's missing.
I know. Is it enough? How many teeth is she missing up top? Is it just the one?
I think just the one. Yeah. When she smiles, I just see one little hole there.
Okay, so yeah. Honestly, I wouldn't. I couldn't tell you that he might be able to do something because it's missing the tooth already.
Right.
Like if it was just like a cracked tooth, and he could probably like get a root canal. She could probably get a root canal done and then crown the tooth. But if there's nothing there, there's no way to crown the tooth.
I mean, you can't do a root canal on a missing tooth, can you?
No.
Is that possible? Okay. Okay. Hmm. Okay. Well, thank you.
If you do have any more questions, and I was only asking too how many teeth she's missing because she could probably got a partial, like a little piece to put.
What's a partial? What's a partial is what exactly?
It's just like it'll connect to the other teeth to fill that one spot.
Oh, that might be what. Okay, well, thank you. That's big help.
It's like a little bridge, basically.
Like a little bridge, okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Any more questions? Don't hesitate to call back.
Beautiful. Yeah, because this really helped a lot. So I'll call you back if we need anything else. Thank you so much.
You got it.
Bye.
No problem. Have a good day.
Bye. Same. Bye.
Uh-huh.
Let me tell you something. The hits just keep on coming.
I have two words for this.
What's that?
Oy, Gewalt.
It's like the hit parade. They just keep coming.
Is there a dental misinformation Olympics? Because I think we just found the gold medalist, if there is one.
Unbelievable.
She was too much.
Well, I think, first of all, she violated the very first rule we always have about, like, never even try to make a diagnosis over the phone. Yeah. No matter how much you know, which I don't think she knew a whole lot.
She knew a whole lot.
But no matter, even if you're, like, an expert, even if you're the doctor, you can't diagnose over the phone. There's no way.
Unbelievable. So first thing is, come on in. The doctor will take a look and be able to give you accurate information, whatever.
But some of those answers, like, I'm pretty sure I clearly said my wife is missing a tooth.
Well, she said, like, where's the missing tooth? Then she said, well, can you get a crown on it?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
It's always a back molar, isn't it? It's my favorite tooth.
She's missing the back molar. Yeah. I mean, look, I don't even think we need this was just a horrible,
so much misinformation.
Misinformation.
She wasn't listening. She didn't know what she was talking about. She was giving bad advice. And she didn't invite you in, really. I mean, she kind of said, well, the doctor could take a look. But then at the end, she never got any info or asked you to make the appointment.
But you know one of the funniest things
or
was,
your wife,
I think.
Right?
Or my wife. Yeah,
which tooth is your wife missing? I didn't notice that.
One of the funniest things is, like, she's counting on my expertise.
Right.
Oh, she's only missing one tooth. Oh, no, she doesn't, you know, this she didn't ask this. But, no, my wife doesn't have any gum disease. Right. No, my wife's fine. Everything. I mean, she's counting on me to tell her what's going on in my wife's mouth.
What's a partial? It's like a little bridge.
It just attaches onto the other teeth like a little bridge.
Every bit of that call is great.
Now, let me ask you something. Now, I know you're not supposed to diagnose or talk about treatment, but has this woman ever heard of the word implant, ever?
No way. They probably don't do them in that office. I don't know. Who knows? But that was,
And they don't do fixed bridges, I guess, either. Just maybe just partial.
She should have even brought that up, not knowing.
No, I agree.
The thing is, let's just say she was even a little bit better or had even more knowledge, because this person was a little bit lacking where it comes to dental knowledge. But what's the good of giving all these options when the patient hasn't even been examined yet? It's ridiculous. I'm sure there's some great ways we can take care of you. I'll tell you what, coming in for a free consult, the doctor will just take a quick look. We can review some different options with you and take it from there.
Give two good choices. We've got tomorrow afternoon at 2 p.m.
I'll take it.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. I mean, it's we're not telling you anything new. It's basic. But I go back to the question. The doctor that owns or works in the practice there probably thinks, I don't know what her name was, but Madge. We use Madge for all front desk people, right? I mean, he probably thinks she's doing a wonderful job.
Right, you know
all
why?
The patients love
she
her.
She had a nice voice. She took all the time in the world that you needed. She was calm and kind. She didn't know what she was talking about and didn't make the appointment. So it kind of ends there.
She not only didn't know what she was talking about, she gave downright horrible information. And that doctor is paying her to be the kind of like the voice of the practice.
The voice of dentistry. I'm going to give her an F.
F also. See you next time, Dr. David Maddow.
Dr. Richard Maddow, we are the Dental Practice Fixers. See you soon.